podcast is part of the Sports Social Podcast Network.
Hello, it's Dave Hendon again here at the Snooker Scene Podcast. Now, people will be saying, hang on a minute, leave us alone. We've had the podcast, leave us alone till next week. Well, if you've listened to the podcast, and how about this for a jinx? You'll have heard me state very confidently that the Turkish Masters, despite rumours to the contrary, will be taking place this season. Well, of course, just a few hours later, it's been announced that it's off. I find it very strange, really, because it's only 10 days since they sent out the entry forms for the qualifiers. Now, there's been discussions, I know, with the promoters about the funding, and there's been problems around it. But why send out entry forms for qualifiers if you're not sure the tournament can even go ahead? It looks worse somehow than just scrapping it before that, because the players put it in their diaries, they were going to be playing these matches, and now they're not. I understand there is an issue with the location in Antalya. It's an area that does rely to an extent the local economy on Russian tourism, and with the current situation in Ukraine, that has dried up. So the local economy has suffered as a result. Clearly the promoters have not been able to find the funding. It's embarrassing, this, for World Snooker Tour. This was very proudly trumpeted as a five-year deal. In fact, we've had one edition of it, and we don't know if it'll ever be on again. There's talk, I think, next year of going to Istanbul. We'll see. You know, it'd be interesting to do a sort of forensic look at how all this has been handled, because they're blaming the local promoters, but I would be very interested to see how this has been handled from day one, what assurances actually were given, and what evidence was provided that this tournament was sustainable for 5 years. Why announce a five-year deal if you're not sure, actually, if you can host the event? I'm sure players will be asking the same questions. Let's hope there is a replacement event on. I do sort of picture the Barnsley Metrodome being booked as we speak for some sort of replacement. Not quite Turkey. But most of all, I feel sorry for the Turkish fans. You know, they waited a long time to see a professional event. It was a good event. Judd Trump made a maximum in winning the final. And I'm sure the fans there have been looking forward to going back to seeing the players in the flesh. And they're not going to do that this year, which is a shame. It's not great, obviously, for snooker to lose another ranking event. People have kind of forgotten. We lost the Gibraltar Open as well. That's gone. There was talk that there'd be an event to replace that. Nothing's been announced. So, you know, in amongst what we saw at the World Grand Prix and the Masters, great finals, great snooker, there are still issues and problems. And look, it's a very difficult business getting tournaments on. You do need money, you need resources, and sometimes things go wrong. But I do still question why entry forms were sent out 10 days ago to a tournament that at that point must have been in serious doubt, and now it's off. So we hope for better news, but I thought I would clear that up because I did state on the podcast that Turkey would be on, and it's not going to be on. I'm going to make one prediction, though. I think Frank Lampard has got a great future at Everton. Sports Social Podcast Network.